Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 18th, and the king of country music, George Strait, is 70 years old today.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. Gwinnett County deputies with the Sheriff's Office Fugitive Unit recently captured a man wanted in a murder that occurred a year ago at a hookah lounge near Lawrenceville. Devian Jasiri Tier Netters has been wanted for more than a year in connection with the murder of Shaquan McKenzie, who was shot and killed at the Mirza Hookah Lounge on April 24th of last year. And Gwinnett County Tax Commissioner Denise Mitchell has picked Lisa Maddock to serve as Gwinnett's new Chief Deputy Tax Commissioner. Lisa Maddock, who has worked in the Tax Commissioner's office since 2002, is taking the position that Commissioner Mitchell previously held. Plus, Dave Lozada of the Gwinnett Stripers joins us to give us an update on the club and talk about what's happening at the ballpark this week. These stories and more are coming up on today's episode of the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot, or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Gwinnett County deputies with the Sheriff's Office Fugitive Unit recently captured a man wanted in a murder that occurred a year ago at a hookah lounge near Lawrenceville. Devian Jasiri Tier Netters has been wanted for more than a year in connection with the murder of Shaquan McKenzie, who was shot and killed at the Mirza Hookah Lounge on April 24th last year. Due to the severity of Netters' charges and his previous history with law enforcement, Georgia State Patrol SWAT assisted with executing the search warrant. Police say that Netters attempted to flee out the back of the house and was confronted by other officers, causing him to return inside. He surrendered shortly after. Netters faces felony murder, aggravated assault, aggravated battery, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony charges. He's the second person to be arrested on a murder charge in connection with Shaquan McKenzie's death.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Gwinnett County Tax Commissioner Denise R. Mitchell has picked Lisa Maddock to serve as Gwinnett's new Chief Deputy Tax Commissioner. Lisa Maddock, who has worked in the Tax Commissioner's office since 2002, is taking the position that Commissioner Mitchell previously held. Mitchell was elevated to the Tax Commissioner position following the death of former Tax Commissioner Tiffany Porter earlier this month. Over her 2 decades in the Tax Commissioner's office, Lisa Maddock has risen through the ranks, starting as an assistant manager and then branch manager, senior tax business manager for the Lawrenceville Tag Office, and then the senior tax business manager in charge of delinquent collections. State Representative Bonnie Rich has picked up the support of the second highest ranking Republican in the Georgia House of Representatives ahead of the contested GOP primary for House District 100. House Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones endorsed Representative Rich this weekend. Bonnie Rich, who is the chairwoman of the House Republican Caucus, has represented House District 97 during the last 4 legislative sessions, is facing State Representative David Clark, who's the House District 98 representative, in the Republican primary for the newly redrawn House District 100 seat. The Republican primary will be held on May 24th. Early voting is already underway and will continue through May 20th.
One of the oddest things about economic life is that the prices for things keeps rising. Incomes and prices in the past were amazingly different from what they are today. In Pride and Prejudice, Mr. Darcy is supposed to have been one of the richest people in Britain. It's 1813, and his income is £10,000 a year. Today, that's less than half of what a primary school teacher straight out of college would earn.
As the consumer price index continues to rise, a Georgia nonprofit says the state should remove barriers to jobs to facilitate business growth. The non-seasonally adjusted CPI rose 0.3% in April and has increased 8.3% in the last 12 months. The fact that inflation ticked down in April is welcome relief, but the rate is still higher than what economists predicted and is still running super hot, according to Eric Randolph, the director of research for the Georgia Center for Opportunity. A contributing cause to inflation is disruptions on supply. The Georgia state government can help by removing barriers to jobs that can facilitate growth on the supply side. Meanwhile, in a blog post, Ray Calfani, a policy analyst for the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute, said that while Georgia's job numbers show improvement, inequities remain below the surface. Federal stimulus dollars boosted otherwise inadequate safety net programs to protect millions of employed and unemployed Georgia workers. Calfani wrote. Despite federal relief efforts that have contributed to Georgia's ongoing job recovery and a revenue surplus that has led to an untapped revenue shortfall reserve that sits at a record maximum of $4.3 billion, state lawmakers have failed to maximize the use of these investments to further strengthen Georgia's recovery, said Calfani. This failure is possibly driven by harmful policy stances, which suggest that federal relief efforts have led to more economic harms than benefits. For more on this story, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com.
Play ball!
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy with Peggy Slappy Properties. We are ready to make the play and help you find your next home. Serving Gwinnett County for 40 years, our veteran lineup will help make shopping for a new home a grand slam. Call us at 770-271-5555 or check us out online at psponline.com.
Whatever your real estate need, our team of experienced professionals is here to serve you. Buying and selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's our priority. Peggy Slappy Properties is a trusted market leader in the greater Gwinnett area for 40 years and counting.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG
now. Governor Brian Kemp issued 4 line item budget vetoes last week and instructed the General Assembly to ignore the language in 26 other budget line items. One day after signing the $30.2 billion fiscal 2023 spending plan, the governor axed 3 technical college projects that were to be financed with bonds, including funds to design a logistics, transportation, and manufacturing complex at West Georgia Technical College and an advanced manufacturing center at Columbus Technical College. In both cases, the projects had been identified as of lower priority by the Technical College System of Georgia. The third vetoed technical college project would have provided $4 million in bonds for land acquisition for a planned technology center at Piedmont Technical College in DeKalb County. The governor's fourth veto would have earmarked $3 million in bonds for improvements to Georgia's short line railroads. The fiscal 2023 budget takes effect July 1st. And now community reporter Matt Golden is with Dave Lazat for our weekly Stripers update.
All right, so we're back with Dave Lazat, and full disclosure, we do record these a few days in advance, but Dave, we had anybody hit the ball so far?
A couple of times in batting practice, we had one of Durham's players hit one in the game. Thankfully, a game that we still won 8-4, but none of our guys have hit the ball yet, but we've hit plenty of home runs. Chadwick Tromp has homered in all 3 games of the series so far. He's hit some majestic shots out to left center, but nothing off the ball quite yet.
It's still good to be getting home runs. So far, how's the series been looking?
Off to a good start, 2-1 in the first 3 games, won the first 2 games by the same score of 8-4, had a 7-0 lead in game 3, ended up losing that one, unfortunately, but certainly the bats are still performing at a high level for the Stripers, and hopefully that continues for the rest of the series.
That sounds great. So what do we have coming up this upcoming week for the Stripers?
Well, after we finish up with the series against Durham, it's back home to Colray Field for another 6-game homestand. We'll welcome in the Memphis Redbirds. That is the AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. We've got another week full of promotions. Of course, starting as always with Colray Family Value Tuesday, Thursday, May 19th. We've got Michelob Ultra Thirsty Thursday. That's the select 12-ounce domestic beers for $2. We're also doing an AAPI Heritage Night Thirsty Thursday. May 20th is Salute to Armed Forces. And we have a big appearance on May 21st. We have Peppa Pig from the famous kids cartoon will be in to take pictures for four separate 30-minute meet and greets. And then it all is Sunday, May 22nd, with the Georgia United Credit Union Family Sunday Fun Day.
So that, I mean, that sounds like a lot of good things going on. Great to have the AAPI night. Again, once again, the Stripers trying to be everybody's ball club. And I love that. I love the way they connect out and do that. I mean, Peppa Pig, that's exciting thing to bring the kids out to. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got a couple of kids-related appearances like that this year. We've got Peppa Pig, and then later in the summer, we'll have PJ Masks as well. So good reasons, good days for families to come on out to the ballpark with young children and get pictures and create those memories.
Absolutely, and stuff like that's also a good way to start planting the seeds. So when the kids get a little older and start getting more into baseball, they've already got the Stripers in their minds. So.
Right, they're already Stripers fans. They've already been to the ballpark, been to games, and yeah, when that baseball fandom kicks in, hopefully they're Stripers fans for life. Tickets on sale at GoStripers.com, as always.
Gwinnett County Public Schools is looking for high-quality educators just like you. Do you have what it takes to shine in Gwinnett County Public Schools? Register today for the Educator Connect Career Fairs. District administrators from the GCPS team will be conducting interviews to hire talented teachers in all subject areas and grade levels for the 2022-23 school year, and district contracts will be offered. The next interviews will be held on May 26th, so the deadline to register is May 25th. Candidates interested in scheduling an interview must be certified or will be by July of 2022. Interviews will be held at the J. Alvin Wilbanks Instructional Support Center. To be considered for an interview, complete the online application under the Careers tab at gcpsk12.org.
Thanks again for listening to today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for tomorrow's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Producer. Jeremy Powell, Creative Director. Jacob Sutherland, Director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, Copywriter. All rights reserved.
Fall in love with the DTL. There's something for everyone in downtown Lawrenceville. With many old and new places to visit and activities to enjoy, Lawrenceville has an abundance of entertainment, dining, and shopping for all ages and interests. Test your taste buds with new restaurants or visit local favorites for Sunday brunch. Take a stroll through the Depot District and discover your next brew. For the latest on dining, shopping, and events, visit downtownlawrencevillega.com.